This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, live from the U.S. Health Freedom Congress, and it's a very exciting reunion here for many of us that have been engaged dedicated to this health freedom and healing liberty concept made real. And the souls that come together are quite extraordinary. And this year, our friend, our brother, David Steffen, was able to join us here in St. Paul, Minnesota. David, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thanks for having me on. Glad to be here.
It's great to see you again. And I mentioned your interview that we did just like this, pre-recorded early, but in Toronto at the Total Health Conference. And it's one of my favorites because of what was coming from you in the face of such adversity, such challenge, such direct attacks, such a schism that had set up in not only in the Canadian people through their media and all of that, but those of us who have followed it from all over the world. And then just about 3 days later, we found out what seems to be really good news. We'll get into that as well. But I want to first acknowledge that here at the Congress, you gave a presentation this morning on the outcome, a little bit of your story and how it impacted the community at large, but also the message to all of us that are dedicated to this health, freedom, and healing liberty. And it comes back to what I call the law of love. Mm. And you really went there once again, my friend. And there wasn't, there were people crying, but just tears of just, my gosh, gratitude and joy for the message that you brought, building on some of the wisdom lectures yesterday. So maybe we could chat about your sense of your first impact here at the U.S. Health Freedom Congress.
All right. I'm still coming down off of the presentation there. So
yes.
Sorry, I apologize.
No, it's okay.
I was out in the ether there. It was a great experience. I'm first of all glad to be here. Based on all the troubles that I had at the border and being notified that I wouldn't be crossing the border for quite some time. Mm-hmm. Metaphorically speaking, it was like a parting of the Red Sea, though on a much more micro, size. But, it was a great opportunity to be here to present.
Right. So for those of you who don't know David's story, go back in the archives and you'll get to hear it. And of course, we've had links up and in the show notes, links to this as well. What would be considered a tragic story for any parent to lose a child. But in the midst of that, the attacks from the government to say, you're at fault, you're going to be criminally liable. And now we'll set precedent because your child was not vaccinated, and we say the authorities and Canadian government say that it was a preventable disease via vaccines, and now we set the precedent if this goes through and we succeed in attacking David and his family, again coming from the Canadian authorities, that any family who doesn't vaccinate, and if that child is harmed, it can get ill or maybe even die or maybe cause an illness, as they claim, to another child, that you as the parent could be criminally held liable. And it's a backdoor way to sneak a vaccine mandate that's not technically a mandate, because I think the Canadian Constitution doesn't allow for that.
That's right. Yeah, it was just to compel parents through fear, mm-hmm. is what they were looking at doing, which is really how they're motivating parents on all levels. I mean, when you take a look at even just the marketing of vaccines, it's like, if you don't vaccinate, you're going to die, right? And that's the fear that people are under, and unfortunately they're giving way. So they were looking at doing that within Canada as well, as compelling parents through fear to vaccinate their children. Otherwise, they may be in jail, like Dave and Colette Steffen were supposed to be, right? Mm-hmm. So that's where they're looking at going on that.
Yeah. Now, yesterday in my talk in that wisdom series, I think I opened with the issue of fear, because people would ask me, aren't you afraid? Aren't you afraid? You're on the radio, you're talking these things, you're speaking truth to power, so to speak. And, you know, in my message, and it was instantaneous, because this happened in Toronto when I was on the panel with Jeffrey Smith and a few others, Del Bigtree. And I said, you know, the moment you are connected to source, you know who you are, you know why you're here, you're living your passion, your mission, all of that. There's no room for fear.
Mm-mm.
It just leaves you. And I acknowledge that there were times in my younger life where I had fear of the future. I didn't know necessarily to the degree that I do today. And, you know, you built on that message beautifully. But I want to talk about that concept of fear, because it's as frightening as any parent could find themselves in a situation like you did, and that you reached beyond it to that deeper connection to source.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I believe the question needs to be asked is, what's our purpose? What are we here for? Who are we? And I think in the answering of those questions, at least I found with myself, is that the fear begins to dissipate. That I'm not just some puppet that can be manipulated one way or the other, but that regardless of my circumstances, regardless of what's going on, one, I'm not in control. You let go of the illusion of control, and you know, you're on a course, a journey, and regardless of whether you live, you die, the fact of the matter is that we're eternal beings, and that that we are created in the image of God, and that that makes us significant, and so it tends to get rid of that fear just by the love that develops from that. It just pushes it out. It's like the fear is just dark, and the light switch is just turned on the love, and it just eradicates it, just pushes it out.
But David, isn't it interesting that you probably discovered this? People that you might have thought, I don't know, I don't want to say it, were with you or against you, but you know, the kind of people you think really get it, and then they probably come to you and say, David, maybe you should just, you know, back down this time. This is too big, right? Just let them have their way. Just say, you know how that goes, and we're given that option at any time. Mm-hmm. It's tempting to say, my gosh, wouldn't that be easy? Wouldn't that be much easier? Just, you know, okay, you can have your way. Let's move on. But then there's something inside you says, no, that is not right. You know, what is it that, you know, because that puts you square in the face of what we would call the beast, in a sense, that is so frightening, with gnarly teeth and, you know, all of those things that they're afraid of, and they're putting on you to say, you know, just don't go that way, David. And yet, again, I ask you your internal process of discovery in this case, because at any point we are granted that freedom to choose that path of fear.
Mm-hmm. You know, it brings me back to a conversation that I had with a good friend. When we were discussing principles of liberty and whatnot, we'd meet on a monthly basis. And at one point we were discussing some things, and I went into some details, about, the direction I was moving. And he said, wait a minute, you do that. That's like being, you know, the first water buffalo running across the river, you know, that's filled with crocodiles. Why would you do that? And it took me back, and I actually had to think about it for a moment, but then, you know, the thought just came, if not me, then who? And this isn't about a matter of self-sacrifice or, you know, dying a martyr or anything like that. But, you know, if I feel compelled to do something, and, or I find myself in a situation, and there's an easy way out, it's not just about me. The decision I make today doesn't just have a lasting impact on me. It has a lasting impact on my wife, my children, and if it's a broader situation, it's going to have an impact on society. And in my current situation, I could have taken an easier way out a long time ago. And if I had done so, yeah, I would be, you know, kind of sitting back and relaxing a little more. But unfortunately, it would have set a precedent in Canada that would have put a lot of other parents in a precarious situation. And it's a hard thing to undo that precedent. So, you know, from that perspective, it's not just about me. And so I don't have the liberty to, I do have the liberty, but I don't take the liberty to, you know, compromise everyone else's well-being for the sake of my own, you know, illusion of security.
David, other than your awesome beard, I think I'm looking at myself in the mirror, right? Hearing you speak, and it's just inspiring to me, you know, that when you, you know, when you're faced with those circumstances, and it would be easier to just go, you know what, this is just too big, right? But there are things we're called to do. My friend Roseanne Lindsay, who's now president of the U.S. Health Freedom Congress, you know, I'll occasionally talk to her about this stuff if she gets it. She says, Robert, you signed up for this. You signed, you know, again, this is getting back to mission and purpose. That idea of going across the crocodile infested river first is kind of crazy at the same time, but you're just crazy enough to do it that often the crocodiles look at you and go, I don't know what to make of that. We don't want to eat that, right? You know, so there's some interesting things that also happen. There's I think divine protection as well. When you're operating in love, you're not coming from ego, or it's not about a power play or a power trip. But I think about that as well, not just for you or just for me, but for, you know, I have kids, you have kids, thinking about what kind of precedent are we setting for them? What kind of examples are we if we don't acknowledge who we are and why we're here and live against that purpose, right?
Absolutely.
So, you know, what you were sharing again was so inspiring because, you acknowledged what, you know, what I try to communicate in ways here on radio. And I say, I know we've got listeners and viewers all over the world. They have various different religious backgrounds, spiritual beliefs, memberships, not memberships and things. It's like, how do we communicate these eternal universal concepts and principles in a way that doesn't offend, but that, you know, welcomes to recognize that, you know, that uniqueness that you have is a gift that you've been given by, as you called it, the Most High, right? And I find that to be the most exciting challenge that I have in radio is like, because I don't want to divide people. I like to bring them together and recognize, you know, you are who you are for a reason and what you're here to do. I want to help you discover that if I can in any way. I'm under no delusions of grandeur here, but the thing is, I'm so excited when I see people recognize that.
Well, it's of the utmost importance. I think the message would lose its value if we omitted those salient points. Absolutely.
All right, so we got a special edition here of the Robert Chad Bell Show from the U.S. Health Freedom Congress. David Stephan is here with me, and we're going to share a little bit more about the story, how it transpired since the last visit here. Also, shout out to his friends at True Hope. We'll talk about that and what they are doing up in Canada, and maybe how if you can access them here in the United States as well. So stick around. We got lots more healing to go. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Again, more from the U.S. Health Freedom Congress after this break with my good friend and brother, David Stephan.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Back at it here at the U.S. Health Freedom Congress with David Steffen. And, David, you're, you know, that work life that people don't often hear about because the story is so overwhelming about your family and what happened and transpired. But you also have to, you know, work, right? And you got this dietary supplement company called True Hope. And, you know, listen, in the United States, these dietary supplement companies are, you know, up against the FDA a lot of times trying to speak truthfully, non-misleading way based on science. And a lot of that is suppressed. There's a similar thing with Health Canada in regards to what supplements can and can't do. So there's a parallel track of, you know, if you're not dealing with it for yourself, people that you work with, a lot of people that work in this industry, you know, their livelihood depends on the ability of those companies to thrive, do good work and communicate truthfully. And there's a lot of suppression on that as well. So has True Hope supported you because you've taken obviously a very powerful and I think an important stand, but some would say so controversial that some might say, well, we don't want to deal with that.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, there's been tremendous support there. Mm-hmm. In fact, we've seen a lot of evidence that's on the file regarding our court situation that it was incited due to the resentment that the government has against True Hope. Because if you take a look back 12 years back, at that time we were in the courts with Health Canada and we were just, getting the verdict, which was a victory on our behalf, against Health Canada when they tried to shut us down.
True Hope.
Yeah. And so, so that came into play within the court case. So part of the reason why they charged us, it appears, from all the evidence, all the disclosure we have is due to the government having a bad taste in their mouth still from that court victory when they tried to shut us down and they didn't succeed.
Mm-hmm. So True Hope's been on board with you. They support you as well to say, you know what, your mission as an individual, as a human in your family, is something that we support as a company.
Absolutely.
That says a lot, folks. If you don't know about True Hope, to have companies do that, a lot of times they'll run for cover because of the controversy.
Well, I need to let you know as well. I mean, it's a family-based company as well. So my father is at the head of it. So if it wasn't supporting, that'd be my father is not supporting. And it has been a little bit tough because it's also had, to a certain degree, a negative effect on True Hope, because the media has used that as an ideal opportunity to connect my situation with True Hope and to try to make it look like, for some reason, my involvement in True Hope caused the death of my son Ezekiel. And so they've tried to make that bridge in an attempt to do damage or to remove us as a viable entity within Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And as such, they've even pursued us to the degree where I do public presentations in Canada. And they've gone to the areas where I'm doing those presentations, and they put out news articles that, you know, they're just threaded in such a way that it would incite hatred and created such a controversy that they've actually had a number of my presentations shut down.
Wow. Yeah. So, again, this is it. Folks, if you're not solidly grounded in, I would say, spiritual teachings, again, that's for you to decide what's right for you. I would never, you know, pretend to dictate for people that, because God gave me the freedom to choose, right? But the idea here is to recognize that you're connected to a deeper source, a higher source, as you described in your presentation, that we see how people are easily manipulated through fear, right? The fear is the thing that gets them. And that fear, ironically, is the evidence that they are not as connected as they could or should be to source, where that fear would dissipate, because you know you were in the right. And, you know, it's very hard mentally sometimes to construct these sentences to describe something that is kind of beyond words. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you described it. Was it a biblical passage you were mentioning when you referenced that who you are and your connection?
Yeah, it's found within Psalms. And, Jesus was actually almost stoned over it by the Pharisees.
This is a big one.
And he had to come back and say, you know, does not say in the law, ye are gods, right? So he had to stand up and defend it. But yeah, it comes from Psalms.
Mm-hmm. So go ahead and say the whole thing before we go to break.
Ye are gods. Sorry. Well,
that's all right. That's right.
And you are all children of the Most High.
That's it. And so, again, that's the connection, the source. Whatever you perceive that to be is not for me to judge, not for me to decide or direct you. But if you can feel that inspiration and that connection and then feel the fear dissipate once you recognize that. And it's not only your connection, but you recognize that everybody else has it, whether they realize it or not. And then it would alter the way you view them, how you move through the earth life that you have, and how you treat others in that regard, even as they treat you horribly. So
absolutely.
So let's take a break, and we're going to go back into the story that we didn't get to about what happened after David's last appearance on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the court case that went all the way up to the Supreme Court in Canada. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Bill, really excited, heartwarming information and updates here with David Steffen at the U.S. Health Freedom Congress in St. Paul, Minnesota. And links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. David, when we did the interview a few weeks or months ago now, it wasn't that long ago in Canada at Total Health, right? Feels like a lifetime now.
It was just over a month ago.
Yeah, with what's been going on.
It was probably just a month ago.
Just a month ago. All right.
Maybe on the day.
So 3 days later, we hear that the Supreme Court ruled that there needed to be a retrial. We got to throw this whole thing out, and you got to start over. Now, part of that's awesome. Part of it goes, oh my gosh, you have to go through this again. And part of it now, as I learn more about it, says, I don't think they want to retry this thing. It would be very dangerous for those cover up entities in government to have to retrial with all the things that they now acknowledge were covered up. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And, you know, so we were surprised actually when, about a week after, a week and a half after the Supreme Court hearing, that they were going to proceed. We were notified that they were going to proceed with a retrial.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little bit ironic because we had confirmed that I was going to be here, mm-hmm. and that was made publicly known on social media. And then it was a week after that that they came back and said, oh, here, and here's the date. It's going to be June 11th. Which was yesterday.
Whoa.
That you need to be in court.
Right.
Right. So, you know, well, where am I going to be? Am I going to be in the U.S. or am I going to be in court? So, and they were going to summons me to court. And so my lawyers said, no, he doesn't need to be there. So then the other interesting thing was, is that when I went to come here, suddenly my passport's flagged. And it had never been flagged before. I crossed the border on a regular basis, down to the U.S. And yet for the first time, all of a sudden I'm flagged and I'm pulled off into a room and I'm told that I'm not going to be crossing the border until the court proceedings are done, which could be a year, two, three. I mean, we're already 5 years into it right now.
Right.
So, you know, I'm notified of that. And then, yeah, sure enough, it's like I got here, but I missed my first flight. And you know, fortunately, the border crossing was open to hearing about things like the falsified autopsy report and all that. And so okay. They made a judgment call on their own.
They did that there?
Yep. It was like wow. A little mini trial. It was actually, at first I was really, not disappointed. I was kind of disheartened.
Sure.
So like, oh no, here I am on trial. I'm having to try to defend myself to this individual. And then it just turned, it flipped and, it was a beautiful thing. It was a miracle really.
Now, were you dealing at that point with Canadian customs to leave or American customs to go in?
American customs.
So U.S. customs had got US. The flag. So yep. They might not have been up on this, whatever information they got.
Yep.
And well, I listen, hey, to the credit of a U.S. Customs agent, whoever that was, that listened to you and said, you know what? I think we got to let this guy in.
Yep. Yeah, it was incredible. So, yeah, here I am. But anyway, so they decided to proceed with a retrial,
mm-hmm.
and, which was actually really quite surprising.
It is to me, because if you think about what the Supreme Court said about this case in Canada, now they can't easily, maybe not at all, cover up the fact that there's a cover-up.
Yeah.
And this is not going to go well for them. And even swaying the public at this point is going to be a little bit more difficult, if not a lot more difficult, for the Canadian authorities.
It's already a highly divided public over it, some believing what the media is spewing and others, you know, doing a little bit of research on their own. Anybody who does research on it, the evidence is so blatantly compelling as to the cover-up that took place and the agenda that they're moving forward with here, that it's served to wake up a lot of people. A lot of people who weren't awake before to the corruption of media and all that have become awakened over the situation. So for them to proceed like this, all they're going to do is it serves to just split the, you know, divide the public even more, with really strong opinions for or against us.
Right. And, well, again, did they actually start on the proceedings on the 11th, as they said?
They did, yeah. So okay. There was a court hearing yesterday, which was just mainly administrative to get things moving.
Mm-hmm.
And to begin to set dates.
Right, yeah. Right. Wow. So they're actually doing it. Well, again, this is only going to serve to bring more of this evidence out to the open to show you how, and this is not just a Canadian issue, folks. Pretty much almost all governments have this potential. That's in the United States, our founding fathers recognized the greatest threat to liberty was government. And that's why they sought to limit the damage it could do by limiting its reach. And, you know, not every country has that same history or origin, but I think the people of Canada, when they learn about this, it's obviously greatly disappointing for those that wanted to believe in the best in their government.
Mm-hmm.
But the potential for men to do evil when their perception of consequences is that they have none, we've seen that turns people into horrible, horrible I don't know, entities I would call them, even though we acknowledge on one level they are created by of God too, but they've been given the freedom to make these horrible choices.
That's right, living way under their potential.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting because when you put it back in that perspective, talking about how, you know, we're all children of God, it actually gives you a sense of compassion when you take a look at these individuals that are attempting to harm you.
Mm-hmm.
You actually look at them in a sense of compassion, and that's when you can begin to actually forgive, because you recognize that all they're doing is projecting what's inside out on
it. Obviously, there are news stories about this that we'll link to. Or is there any particular website you want to make sure that we have linked for the updates and continue to follow and maybe support your efforts?
Well, I don't even know the exact name of the website offhand. There's an investigative team that have been going over all the evidence, and they've been putting it up. I think if you were to Google Gordon Rock,
mm-hmm.
I think it's a Weebly site or something like that.
Okay.
You pull it up. I don't know it offhand. I haven't been even looking at it.
Everybody can find it. They're adept at this point.
Yeah, you know, it's on social media. You know, I think generally prayers for Ezekiel, mm-hmm. the page on social media generally has all of the updates.
Prayers for Ezekiel. Yeah, remember that. We've used that before. So y'all go there and find out what you can do to communicate this message and support the efforts, you know, for what is right. Now, in the Supreme Court ruling, of course, it had to be pretty powerful, the compelling evidence that they said this is just not right what happened, right?
Oh, it was incredible. And how quickly they came out with the decision. It was just so clear cut. And it was a unanimous decision, a panel of seven judges. And, you know, they based on all the information that they already had, it was so clear cut of a violation of law that when we got there, the decision was basically already made. It was just a matter of, you know, they let our lawyers speak and they let the Crown speak and they grilled the Crown. The Crown was basically saying, you know, it was a high enough or it was a good enough trial. At one point, their message was, you're not really entitled to a high quality trial in Canada. Well, you know, it's cost, you know, the better part of $750,000 in legal fees. I would hope that I'm entitled to a high quality trial.
Right.
But anyways, so that was their statement at one point, is that you're not really entitled to that. And, you know, it's a good enough charge to the jury, even though it was confusing the way that the judge laid out all of the facts to the jury. And based on the error in law, it was identified that the jury was left with little to no choice but to find us guilty based on the error in law.
So that the direction by the judge at that point was found the most, let's say, contemptible, you know, in all of this?
Absolutely. And, you know, when we take a look back at it, there was a major changeover in the court case when it was shown that had that ambulance had the proper equipment, that my son would most likely still be alive today.
Mm-hmm.
And that from a more professional opinion, his death was caused due to medical misadventure.
Misadventure. And, of course, the negligence was not yours. It was the ambulance group, which is a government agency, because it's not a privatized system at all up there.
Exactly. Yeah. And based on the fact that they were well aware that they were ill-equipped would constitute criminal negligence. They were warned about it. They didn't act. And unfortunately,
and this was prior to the event that resulted in your son's death.
That's right. And
they
then
were warned about
and
it.
Then within 1 week, they finally honored those requests that had been being made for over a year by the paramedics to put the right equipment into that ambulance so that they didn't have another death on their hands.
This was after Ezekiel passed. So
that's right.
It took the death of a child for them to finally do what they were already told and being made aware of. And that was. Was that suppressed at trial, the original trial? Did people hear that?
Well, no, it actually came out. The media wouldn't report on it,
right.
not adequately, and then it just disappeared out of the media. It's not even part of the message anymore. And, you know, what it would have done on their end is, you know, it would have created this cover-up that would have taken place. Otherwise, they could have been held liable for criminal negligence. So what they attempted to do is every doctor that got on the stand said, no, it didn't matter that the ambulance didn't have that equipment. Didn't matter. He was already, you know, he's already dead, which is interesting because here we go 2 hours out and now they're having to paralyze him so that he doesn't pull out his intubation tube.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That doesn't sound like death to me.
No, not at all. Yeah.
So he still wasn't dead even after the 8 minutes oxygen deprivation within the ambulance. And so where were we going with that?
Well, I mean, it was the reveal of the cover-up. Again, this is part of that. The narrative would have completely shifted. In the media would have been harder pressed to cover it up, to say, my gosh, they didn't have the equipment. The child was still alive.
Yep.
You claimed in court that this child, you know,
Right. So based on that, there's no way that the jury would have found us guilty with that information that came up that was being suppressed. And the fact that it was also identified that that autopsy report was not at all accurate, mm-hmm. and in my words, falsified.
Oh, yeah.
And so with the jury seeing that, there's no way they would have found us guilty. And so from what we saw is the judge had to do everything that he could to try to stretch it out to get a conviction. And I don't know what his motivations were. I can't speak to that. Mm-hmm. But that error in law was actually identified before he even made it. And it was debated by our lawyer and him for quite a lengthy time. And yet the judge still pushed forward with that, creating that error in law so that the jury would be confused and have no choice but to find us guilty.
Well, and this is why I'm all the more astonished as to why they would decide to retry this case, because of what's going to come out next time, unless there's some strange stuff that they're going to try and pull out. You know, what are they not willing to do based on this last trial,
yep.
right? And
yep.
how are you prepared, right, with your team? And again, prayers, connection to source of all sources, you know, all of that, and be guided. But I think the Canadian authorities that are retrying this are making a big mistake. But go ahead if that's how the truth needs to be revealed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I welcome it.
Yeah. So that's what we got here, the update with David Steffen at the U.S. Health Freedom Congress. My brother, I'm so amazed and so just moved by what you've been through, and that you're still that loving. It's just emanating from you, and I appreciate what you shared with all of us here at the U.S. Health Freedom Congress as well.
Thank you so much.
All right. We're going to be back to wrap up the show after this from the U.S. Health Freedom Congress. Thanks again to David Steffen. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% set of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. Newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, thanks again to David Steffen and, of course, our teenage extraordinaire now, Cassidy Albrecht. She's a radio star. She did great, and I love the youth viewpoint and those that are not naive. And thanks to the moms and dads out there that are raising their kids to be engaged, not in a naive way. Right? Not to be the effect of the mainstream media, but to help them see through it with critical thinking skills intact. Super Don, there is hope for the future.
We're not doomed. Not all teenagers are eating Tide Pods.
There I go screwing up talk radio again. There's no doom and gloom on the Robert Scott Bell Show. What's wrong? Nobody's going to want to tune in and listen. I know. I'm not yelling and screaming at people and... Well, occasionally I get animated, but for now I'm pretty chill, man. I've been working hard here at the U.S. Health Freedom Congress, having a great time, and we've got some upcoming events as well we're going to be adding into the calendar today and in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Whitaker's Farm Market is in Belleville, Ohio, and July the 20th, which is a Friday, we're scheduled to do an afternoon or evening lecture at Whitaker's Farm Market. I've done that a few years ago, so we're coming back. And those of you in the Ohio area, if you know where Belleville is, I don't remember, but it's there. And we're going to be there for that. And then following that is the MAHO, which is the Midwest region for the natural health food stores. And it's industry only. It's not open to the public, but I will be lecturing there as well. And that'll be on the Saturday, the 21st. And then I'll be broadcasting live the 22nd with my friends at the NPA MAHO show from CB Sciences. So we've got a CBD-infused live broadcast on the 22nd. So in addition to – do you have the show notes open? I don't know if you do. I'll look as well. But the upcoming event here in June at the Health Basket, I'm doing another CBD lecture coming up real soon. I know I'm scrolling down.
June 22nd. 2 p.m. at the Health Basket.
That should be a Saturday, so make sure that's the Saturday, and that's 2 p.m. in the afternoon. I've got a CBD lecture there as well. Now, other upcoming events, they're listed in the show notes, and we'll be adding more to it, including, we mentioned the Cancer Prevention Convention, August 19th, and that's in Detroit metro area, and then the Trinity Conference, which is the Health Freedom Expo, new edition, and that's September 22nd, 23rd, Schaumburg, Chicago, Illinois. So I think we got a couple of minutes left. And anything you want to update us on? Otherwise, we'll do a quick hit on a question of the day.
Yeah. I mean, we've got another question. We have actually, you know, people always call, write in with questions when you're on the road, right? So, yeah, we get a few. We'll have some more for tomorrow. But, yeah, it looks like we've got a question from John here that we could probably talk about.
All right. John says, Ty Bollinger mentioned you have a healing formula of colloidal silver and aloe vera to heal leaky gut. Can you please send me the link to this? Thank you, John. Well, John, let me, before Super Don says what I know he's going to say, go get the book Unlock the Power to Heal by Ty Bollinger and me, RSB. And there's the protocol right in the book. But barring that, because you're a friend of Ty's, you mentioned Ty, what are we going to do? We're going to give you the chapter, the PDF version of it. And Super Don, did you include that in the show notes for John in response?
I'll just send that to him directly.
Okay.
But, you know, we do this. So, you know, if you're a name dropper, we'll do that for you. So it's not a problem. So I'll send it to him via email.
Drop them names and then get free.
But for the people who didn't drop Ty's name real quick, it's, what is it that he's referring to? It's called the Silver Aloe Protocol, right?
Yeah, Silver Aloe Protocol. It involves a hydrosol, silver hydrosol, preferably the Sovereign Silver or the Argentin 23. Either one is fine. You mix it with 100% organic, preferably raw aloe that's, you know, processed accordingly. You know, you don't want the stuff that causes you to get diarrhea. But our friends at Aloe One, Stockton Aloe One, have that, and they can ship it to you fresh, frozen. Aloe One, Aloe One, A-L-O-E, number one. com. And that is very easy to get to, and they're wonderful. They'll ship it to you fresh frozen. You can thaw it out as needed, and it doesn't need to be preserved that way. That way you just have the good stuff, none of the bad stuff there. And again, you take a teaspoon for a little guy or a little girl, but for adults we typically talk about 1 to 2 tablespoons. That's a half an ounce to an ounce of the silver mixed with the same amount or more of the aloe vera juice 3 times a day on an empty stomach, and then you'll do probiotic replenishment every night. Could be as little as 2 weeks for minor issues. More severe things would require 4, 6, or 8 weeks of engagement. And then when you're done with it, you will do more pre and probiotics during the day as well, because you have provided the new home, the wonderful new home for the healthy microbiome to reestablish itself. And with that, we are done, Super Don. How about that for a show?
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. And we'll be back tomorrow with more interviews with guests, right?
Yes, we got that, and Ty Bollinger as well. So thanks for being here. Remember, the power to heal really is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won.
I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.